Good morning. Welcome Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr on this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture members and leadership traveled to Vietnam last week. The delegation embarked on the organization's first trade mission to explore global emerging markets through the Department of Ag Emerging Markets Program. NASDA President and Wyoming Department of Ag Director Doug Miyamoto, Washington State Department of Ag Director Derek Sanderson, Delaware Secretary of Ag Michael Skews, Texas Department of Ag Assistant Commissioner Dan Hunter, and NASDA CEO Ted McKinney participated in the mission. They want to explore trading opportunities and educate Vietnamese ag, government, and business leaders on American ag and markets. How big of a market is the Netherlands? Ryan Brewster of the Foreign Ag Service says USDA's scheduled ag trade mission to the Netherlands later this spring.
April 17th through the 20th, we're going to be there in Amsterdam for that time. And we're really inviting all small and medium U.S. agribusiness exporters to apply if they think they have a product that would be viable. There's several products that we're actually looking to try to promote. We have everything from forestry products, beef products, dairy products, fish and seafood, tree nuts, other kind of processed products like confectionaries, condiments, sauces, and then even things like distilled spirits, wine, and craft beers all have a real market there in the Netherlands and Northern Europe. The application process is a pretty simple application process. They can log on to the Foreign Agricultural website, fas.usda.gov, and there's a trade mission page there. There's a quick couple-page application, talk about the products that you have and the things that you're looking to do, and we're asking people to submit those applications by Thursday, January 26th.
An ag law professor says farmers and ranchers need to be aware of possible schemes involving tax law that could separate them from their money and create legal troubles.
Many would agree with Washburn University Ag Law Professor Roger McCowan that when it comes to understanding tax law and rules,
very complex, can be very difficult to understand, can be easy to create confusion.
As a result, consumers, farmers, anyone can fall victim to various traps and scams regarding taxes, schemes that could lead to lost money and various legal issues. McCowan provided some examples of potential traps during a recent visit with farm broadcasters.
The court is telling the story of an Indiana farm couple that read an ad in a farm magazine. They decided it'd be a great idea to do what the ad said, and that is create a charitable remainder annuity trust.
Now, McCowan acknowledges that charitable remainder annuity trust is a great tax planning technique in the right situation and done correctly.
But what happened was they created a trust in 1 year, created another trust in a second year, put their corn crop in one trust, put their soybean crop in another trust, which that's mistake number one. You do not put a harvested crop in a charitable remainder trust because that's all ordinary income and you can't get a charitable deduction for it because you don't have any income tax basis in that crop.
A situation which, as revealed by the courts, became more compounded.
They named their son as the trustee, which is another potential problem. Then they didn't report. They claimed that the distributions from the trust were not taxable to them. Another mistake. They claimed that they had sold the crop to the trust and therefore that established the purchase price basis in the trust. That's a mistake. You transfer the crop to the trust. The trust then sold the grain, tax-free because it's a charity.
McCowan says in addition, scammers are targeting ag producers through misinformation about what is known as the employee retention tax credit.
It was one of these credits created out of the virus-related legislation, and IRS is all over it. IRS keeps putting out warnings of these groups doing this. They'll take some of the money, they'll promise you you're going to get a certain amount of the credit, we'll take a percentage of that, and then they're gone. You can never find them after that. And there have been over 1,000 of these scammers that are out there. They're catching all types of people, but particularly they seem to be focusing on agriculture.
McCowan advises producers to use a professional tax consultant specializing in agricultural tax law to help avoid potential costly traps. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
CHS and Cargill announced the intent to expand the scope of their joint venture, TEMCO, by adding the Cargill-owned export grain terminal in Houston, Texas. The addition of the Houston terminal will expand the joint venture's export capabilities, provide shipping access for grains, oilseeds, and byproducts through the Port of Houston. TEMCO currently operates three facilities in the Pacific Northwest. The Houston terminal is about 40 miles inland from the Gulf of Mexico. The terminal receives both trucks and rail cars with a variety of commodities for global export. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Back after a check of the weather.